researchers are looking for ways to reduce the suicide rate on Montana reservations. In reporting from KFF Health News, the suicide rate among the state's indigenous youth is more than 5 times the statewide rate for kids of the same age. Amanda Morningstar lives in Hart Butte, Montana, a town of about 600 on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. She says her 15-year-old son tried to take his own life after the suicides of a cousin and 2 classmates. Morningstar says families on the reservation often feel neglected, and she thinks the local tribal council isn't taking the problem seriously.
Suicide is something that they don't talk about. They really don't get it unless they go through it.
It's just really sad right now because nobody wants to work together.
Researchers at Fort Peck in northeast Montana are working to address the issues that increase suicide risk among indigenous people by helping families cope with stress and trauma. Often they focus on strengthening children's tribal identity, connectivity, and spirituality. Anyone with suicidal thoughts is encouraged to contact the Native and Strong Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by dialing or texting 988. Even though Native Americans are only 6.5% of Montana's population, they were 10% of all suicides in 2020, the third highest rate in the country. Harvard University anthropology professor and member of the Aani Gravant tribe in Fort Belknap, Joseph Gaughan, says the problem is symptomatic of a national strategy that doesn't work on indigenous reservations.
It's not enough to add another clinician or another therapist. We have to rethink how livelihoods are unfolding in indigenous communities when there are not adequate jobs and there is not adequate investment, and where schooling does not provide access to opportunity.
Gaughan is quick to point out that reservations do need more mental health care workers, but argues truly addressing the suicide problem will mean finding ways to add good jobs and educational opportunities for indigenous people. This story was produced with original reporting from Cheryl Platzman-Weinstock for KFF Health News. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.